Hello, my friends, and welcome to this first episode of my new podcast, 3DS Cast, focusing primarily on the Nintendo 3DS family of handhelds. We'll probably talk about the DS as well, even though I've never owned a DS, but we'll talk about that. My name is Brian Rubin. This is my third podcast. I have a podcast called Space Game Junkie, in which we talk about space games and other things. And I have a podcast called Retro Dogfight, in which we talk about old flight simulator games. But I love the 3DS. I love it. I've fallen back in love with it. I got one a while ago. We'll talk about my history with it in a minute. But I got one a while ago, and I've fallen back in love with it recently. And so I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about it, but I love podcasts because, I guess like the 3DS, podcasts are portable. You can take them anywhere. And yeah, I guess you could watch a YouTube video on your phone, but it's a little more cumbersome. You can't sleep your screen unless you pay for their premium thing or whatever. But a podcast, all you need is a podcatcher, which I think both iPhones and Androids come with by default. So I prefer the podcast format because it's a lot more portable, flexible, and whatnot. So I looked around for other podcasts talking about the 3DS and could barely find anything. And the 3DS, as I record this in July of 2026, is going through something of a resurgence. Not only that, but since I have fallen back in love with it in the past few months, I wanted to talk more about it. I'm already on a lot of Discords, I'm already in Facebook groups, I'm already on subreddits, but I love podcasts. I love podcasts. And so I decided to make my own. So here we are. I've been gaming myself, to talk a little bit about myself, for 50 years. I got my first video game ever in 1976. It was Pong, the original TV home version of Pong that I believe you can only buy in Sears Roebuck stores. And were they Sears Roebuck at the time? I don't know. Maybe just Sears. I got my first Pong when I was 3. And I was hooked to video games ever since then. I started on the handheld thing early with the Vectrex. If you don't know what that is, you can look it up. It was the first portable gaming machine. It was a giant thing with a built-in like 7-8 inch TV, basically, and a built-in joystick, and had a cartridge slot. It was amazing. I still regret selling mine years ago, but I've been into handhelds ever since the portables and handhelds ever since they existed. While I primarily moved to PC gaming in the mid 80s, I've never lost my love of handhelds. I've had every version of the Game Boy except the Micro. I had the Atari Lynx. I still have my Sega Game Gear. So I had a lot of handhelds. I never got the DS though. And there's a few reasons for that. One, when the DS first came out, and I believe it was 2004, I was going through a lot of hardships financially, emotionally, mentally. I was going through a lot of hardships. And so I didn't have the mental or emotional energy for a new gaming system. And I didn't have the money, to be honest. And then a couple years later, I gave up gaming for a couple of years because I needed to focus on my mental health. I gave up gaming entirely for 2 years because I'd been using it as a crutch. I'd been using it as an escape from my problems. And so I gave it up. I dove into therapy. And once I made some breakthroughs, I dove back into gaming, and even more joyful than before, really, even more loving gaming, even loving gaming more than ever before. So now that I'm not using an escape as an escape, but for the joy of it, I love gaming that much more. So eventually, in 2015, I was at a local gaming store and saw the DSi for the first time. I'd stopped going to video game stores, you know, because PC gaming was digital by then. So I didn't really go into video game stores very often. I started collecting consoles again in 2012. I got a PS2. I eventually got a Dreamcast. I got an Xbox 360. So I eventually got back into consoles. So I started going to more local gaming stores and I saw a DSi for the first time. And I just love the dual screen. I loved that the top, I think it was a Zelda game, I don't remember, but the top had the game and the bottom had a map, and I love in-game maps. So I'm like, I need one of these. And I started talking about it with friends and my wife and a coworker, Emily, I believe her name was. She's like, no, you want a 3DS. The DSi is nice, but you want a 3DS. And so I went back to the store with her. I tried out the 3DS XL, and I got the original 3DS XL at that point. Even though the new one was mere months away, the new 3DS XL, it's confusing. I got the original because I don't think I was aware of the new one coming out. So I got the original, and I played it for quite a while. Eventually got it modded. I paid someone to do it that first time because I was too nervous to do it myself. But I, you know, before Prozac especially, which I started taking recently, I had ADHD gaming, basically. I would not stick for one thing very long. It was very rare that I stuck for one thing very long because I would just jump from one thing to another, chasing that dragon, chasing that shiny, you know, one thing to the next. And because of some other challenges, a few months ago, I got on Prozac for the first time. First time I was on an antidepressant in 20 years. And it changed how I game. It changed how I look at games for the better. That coincided with me falling back in love with my 3DS, thanks to a podcast called Expedition Handheld, if you haven't listened to Expedition Handheld, it's an excellent podcast. They talk about all kinds of Android portables, 3DS, all kinds of portables. So that's a wonderful podcast. But they reminded me how great the 3DS is, especially modded one. So I fell back in love with my 3DS XL. Shortly after that, I found out about the original XL's notorious hinge problem. I did not know about that. And I felt lucky that it hadn't started on my original 3DS XL. So I decided to retire that one. And a couple months ago, as I record this, I got, through a friend, a great price on a new 3DS XL Galaxy Edition with dual IPS screens. That's one of my prized possessions. I take it everywhere with me now. I play it almost every day. And then about a month ago, as I record this, I got an original 2DS. I got it at a gaming show, actually, a retro gaming show. And I hadn't held one before until a month ago. And as soon as I held it, I'm like, I need this. So I asked the wife, like, is it okay if I get this? And she's like, is it in your budget? I'm like, yes, it is. And she's like, go for it. I love my wife. She's very understanding about my needs and things. And excuse me. And so I got the 2DS. And now I've got a 3DS, new 3DS XL, and a 2DS. And I play different games on both of them. And I love them. I love them so much because with PC gaming, it is not always the case that you will find a game that respects your time. My gaming time is random. It is finite. It is never consistent. I never have the same time of day to play games because I have a full-time job. I never have the same amount of time. So on the PC, finding a game that respects your time can be hit or miss. There are some games that only let you record at checkpoints or whatever, or things like that. The DS, the 3DS, is a system that inherently, by design, respects your time thanks to its sleep mode. And just about every game I've played lets you save anywhere. But even not, you have a sleep mode. So if I'm playing something and my wife asks me for help with something because I'm tall and she's not, I can easily close the 3DS and help her and then open it right back up and continue where I left off. And that's not always the case with some games, especially like if I'm playing an MMO, you can't pause those, you know? So that's one of the things I love about the 3DS and that family is that it's inherently a console that respects you and your time. And it is only about gaming. I've actually found myself on my phone less because of the 3DS. I'm doom scrolling less and enjoying life a little more because of the 3DS. That might be a weird thing to say, but it's accurate because it's a focused device that only does basically the one thing. And it does it very well. So what this podcast hopes to be, what I hope to accomplish with this podcast, is celebrate the 3DS. It's hardware, it's software, the homebrew community that keeps it going, that sort of thing. Because a modded 3DS, and I'm going to make a whole episode about this at some point. The modded 3DS is a beast of a gaming machine because you can dump your cartridges on there and have them all in one place. There are other ways to get games. We're not going to talk about that, but you can dump your cartridges legally onto the 3DS and have digital copies of your games in one place. You can make backups of your saves. There are just a million reasons to mod your console. And it's so easy. Like when I got the 3DS XL, the new one, I modded it myself. I was so nervous. I was so, so nervous. It took about an hour because I went, there's a guide, 3ds.hacks.guide, I believe. And I was so nervous. I went through it very slowly. It took me about an hour and it couldn't have been easier. It's such a well-written guide. And when I modded the 2DS a month or so later, it took 15, 20 minutes because I knew what I was doing. It's so straightforward and easy. And a modded 3DS will let you play games from multiple generations of consoles and arcade machines because you can put RetroArch on there. Plus, like, people are making their own ports of things. Like, you could play Diablo on the darn thing, for example. I hope you all didn't hear that loud car outside. Pardon. So this podcast is basically going to be a celebration and a love letter to the 3DS, its amazing library of games, the homebrew community that keeps it going, and other people in the community who all love the 3DS dearly as much as I do. So this podcast is going to be a mix of monologues like this one. And please forgive me. This is the first time I've done a podcast by myself and not had a co-host. An actual like chosen co-host. There are going to be episodes that are just me talking. And I'm hoping to do some interviews with people in the homebrew community. Maybe some game developers, maybe people who worked on the hardware, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a mix of monologues and interviews like this one. And I've never done, like I said, I've never done like the one like this before. I haven't written a script because that's a lot of work. And I worried I'd, you know, trip over my own words. I'm mostly working from an outline. So if I'm going to do a couple episodes like this, I'm more than willing to hear constructive feedback. If you think this is too rambly or anything, just let me know in the comments. I'm happy to take constructive criticism, by the way. So yeah, it's a little short, but that's because it's just me talking. But we're going to talk about the 3DS, and I'm sure the DS will come in there somewhere. We'll probably talk about DS games. Like I said, I don't own a DS. And I think if I bought one, my wife would kill me because I already have two of these things. And if I spent money on a third, I think she would murder me and bury 3DS with the parts. No, she wouldn't. She loves me. But I can't justify buying a DS. So if someone out there has one they want to send me so I could talk about it, that'd be great too. Just FYI. So I want to thank you for listening to this first episode. I know it's short, but it's an introduction to me, to my love of the 3DS, to my history, not only just with gaming, but the 3DS itself, and what I want to accomplish with this podcast. I basically want to create a long-form letter of love to the 3DS and everything that has come before and will come with the homebrew community and whatnot. So I want to thank you all for listening to me ramble a little bit. I've tried to be focused. I've tried. But again, if you have any criticism, constructive criticism, I will take it. But thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for more episodes that'll be a little more fun than this one on specific topics. And I already have some interview ideas. But if you have ideas for people I should talk to as well or topic ideas, please, you know, throw them at me as well. I'm always happy to take suggestions, requests, and criticism, constructive criticism. But thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you for the next episode. Take care, everybody.